your side, don't baby, yeah, the son of God's on your side. I guess it called you, but you all weren't home for the 100th time. Yeah, you look in Christ's book right after looking John 8:1-59, and it's so hard to find. The places say it, you're either in the faith or sons of Belial. You read on, it's really tough to debate it. Don't you get it? Yeah, I think he's waiting in the sky for you. You know our Father up in heaven. Choose your daddy, choose your savior, choose somebody.
Welcome to another week of Parodies with Praise. We call it Apologetics with an X. Jerry Q, the DJ here, along with our friend Jay, the lead singer, lyricist for Apologetics.
Yeah, it's great to be back with you, Jerry. A belated happy Valentine's Day to you and to all of our listeners. And I hope you had a good one. And we certainly did here. We're doing a show today with some subtle themes. We started out today, it's a bittersweet one. Poor Toby Keith recently passed away. So we started with a parody by Toby Keith of his song, Who's Your Daddy? It's called Choose Your Daddy. And deals with, you know, Jesus talking about you can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and money. You're going to love one and hate the other. So hopefully you choose God. And so that was what we started with today. And now we're going into some more monetary themes. We have a song called I Was Made for Revenue. It's from the perspective of the devil, and it's called I Was Made for Loving You. Well, the original was I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss. Then we have Lifestyles of the Rich and Nameless, a parody of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous by Good Charlotte. Deals with the rich man and Lazarus in Jesus' story, which most people would say was a parable. Some people would say, hey, he doesn't name names in parables. Maybe it's a true story. I don't know. Whatever, it recounts true things, and I always think it's very interesting that in life, and on this world, the rich people are rich and famous, but in Jesus' story, the rich man doesn't have a name, and the poor guy does, so that's why it's called Lifestyles of the Rich and Nameless. And we're going to close this particular set with a song called Nabal Was a Mean Guy, and that's about a rich man named Nabal, had a wife named Abigail, and he was a mean guy. And this is a parody. He met up with King David, and you can read more about him in the books of Samuel. But anyway, the original was In the Meantime. It was a number one modern rock hit by a group called Space Hog. And their lead singer was briefly married to Liv Tyler, the actress from Lord of the Rings and the movie Armageddon, who was also the daughter of Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Thank you. give a call to you in the darkness. There's so much that's not in view. And tonight, I'm gonna lay a trap called greed. This world I rule craves for you.
Throat is cracked. He said, Lazarus, to me, a father Abraham. He can always just run some water down to me.
five were met with the guy who had a farm with miles of sheep. And Abigail, his wife, was quite a doll and real attractive. The neighbor was a mean guy, wait and see. He loved to argue all day through. Cause men of greed despise the truth. And after all, his name meant fool. He loved to argue. And when we inquired if he'd provide some food to share with all the boys for all the day that's dawn. He said, I never give my bread away. Besides, you're on the run. David said, the mean guy done me wrong. But that's homicide. No, David Wade, that's not okay. Ooh, David changed his mind 10 days later. Nabal died of a heart attack, and Abigail, his wife, became the king's bride. He loved to argue all day through.
Apologetics for the next. Jay, satisfy my curiosity. How do you pick up on the tunes? I mean, do you hear by ear, which isn't a bad way to hear, but or do you translate the medley for all the apologetics guys? Or how does that work, you know, putting songs together?
We just do a Vulcan mind meld, Jerry. We have that thing. Well, you know, the different guys have different talents within the band. Most of the guys, I say everybody plays by ear. Rich, our keyboardist, is the one who he can read sheet music very well. And the other guys sometimes will follow certain tablature or stuff, but a lot of it's by ear. For me, it's definitely all by ear. These guys are good as far as picking out things. And they've been in bands for many, many years beforehand, you know, and they just, you just get used to it. In my experience, people usually are one way or the other. They can either read music and they're not real good with playing by ear, or they can play by ear and they're not super good with reading music. But every once in a while, you'll meet somebody who does both. My mother was good at that. And in my experience, most of our keyboardists in this band have been good at that. Those keyboard guys, they're really, really smart guys. Not that the other guys are not smart. I'm just saying the keyboardists, they're just, they're a different breed, and they understand playing by ear, and they also understand reading music. So that's my long-winded answer to what you said. And I guess to get myself back on track, we got some more money songs for you. And the first one is a parody of Your Mama Don't Dance by Loggins and Messina, but ours is called Your Money Don't Last. And that one is definitely about a parable. It's about the guy, Jesus says, who had so much grain, he didn't know what to do with it. So he tore down his bins and built bigger ones. And that wasn't a wise thing to do. He should have shared. Then we have a song called He Really Got Mad. It's a parody of You Really Got Me by Van Halen. And it's a live version of that song. And it deals with Jesus cleansing the temple. And then we're going to close this particular set with a brand new song. Well, it's a remake of a little parody snippet we did as part of a medley back in 2011. Now we did a full-fledged version. The song is called Sweet Jesus Made a Whip. It's a parody of Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by Eurythmics. And it deals with also the cleansing of the temple.
There's a lot of extra grain in my bins, and I'm out of space, so I build a bigger place, but it's a sin. We chapter 12 in Luke, and you know we'll never use those better bins. You say it again,
and it's all because
your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. Your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault.
Because
your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. Your money don't last if you have it all locked in the vault. The reaper comes around and it's time to go on the ground. Where will it go? You ought to know. Where will you go? You ought to know. Where will you go? You ought to know. Man. All right, hit him hard, Mr. Titch.
people seem to have a misconception about what the Bible says about money. Some people think the Bible says that money is the root of all evil, but what the Bible literally says is the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil, all kinds of evil. Jesus himself says that a man cannot serve both God and money. He will love one and he will hate the other. So which one are you going to love, God or money? Now the love of money is not love at all, it's avarice. And the only true kind of love is the love that comes from above, the love of God, and God is love. And as you know from 1 Corinthians 13, it says, yeah, it's quite without love, the love that's come through the Lord. Hey, it's quite without love, it's like 1 John chapter 4, chapter 4, chapter 4. With food and clothes, we should be satisfied. Oh yeah, you read the godliness. It's not just so we can keep money accruing. Now, now, oh yeah, you read the godliness. Just on its own, it's immensely gratifying. We really want that. Oh, I really want that. We really want that. Not available in stores. Parts sold separately.
You know, there are multiple ways you can add apologetics music to your collection. Singles, whole albums on CD or download, or the Apologetics' entire collection of over 700 songs on a thumb drive. So, Jay, how might our listeners grasp those tunes for their personal players?
Grasp those tunes. Well, they can, first thing they got to do is remember the name of the show. What's the name of the show? It's Apologetics with an X. Why is it called that? Because our name ends with an X rather than a CS. So it's APOLOGETIX. If you remember the spelling, you can look at our website, apologetics.com, apologetics with an X, or you can go to iTunes, Amazon MP3, Spotify, Pandora. There are literally over 50 different music services, just about any musical platform. You can find our stuff there. There's all kinds of YouTube videos out there. Just remember to spell the name right. And we're going to start up this next set with a song that deals with money, but also deals with a particular artist. This is our other newest song. It's a parody of Benny and the Jets by Elton John. It's called Betting and the Debts. And if you watch sports, or you listen to sports talk on the radio, boy, you've noticed there's just been an amazing uptick in the amount of commercials for online sports betting. And I can't find anything in the Bible specifically that says gambling is a sin or betting in particular is a sin, but to me, it's a symptom. Okay. I mean, I know plenty of people who can bet in moderation. That's fine. If that's your thing. It's never been my thing. My parents used to be able to, they say, well, we're going to spend $50. We're going to go to this place. That's all we're going to spend. If we make money, great. We're assuming we're going to lose it. Hey, you want to take that approach? That's fine with me. But there's a lot of people who can't do that, and they just get in tremendous amounts of debt. And to me, like I said, it's a symptom, because I think people in this world are just looking for something exciting, and it's a shame because there's nothing more exciting than the Lord. That sounds like a cliche. It sounds like somebody being religious. But, I mean, there is so much excitement to this world, and it's a shame to see people just – feel like they have to manufacture it. So don't take this as condemnation. I'm not saying if somebody wants to do the office pool or whatever, if that's your thing. My point is the only safe bet is to bet on Jesus, and he can rid us of all of our sin debts. And we all have tremendous sin debts, going back to another parable in Matthew 18, where there's a man who had just had, millions and millions to this king. And the guy said, you got to give an account. I'm going to sell you and your family. And he said, please have mercy on me. And the king forgave him of everything. And the guy was so glad. And then he found somebody who owed him just a little bit of money. And he's like, grasped him by the neck and strangled him, say, pay me what you owe me. And the king was not too happy to hear that and said, look, I forgave you of everything, and you can't forgive this guy. And that's God's attitude with us. He's willing to forgive us of everything. And we owe a fortune in our sin debt. So take his gracious offer, accept that sure bet, and get your debt eliminated, and don't start trying to collect debts from other people for their sins against you. So I'll get off my soapbox and continue with the rest of the set list, which we have a parody of Daniel, also by Elton John, and it's called Daniel. It's about Daniel in the lion's den. Then we have another Elton John parody of a song that you can't always say the title of. The female dog is back. And it's an artist is called Mephibosheth.
Hey kids, take this news to bettors. This online betting something that's been known to make some debtors. They're skilled in math and confident that you'll stick around. You got into a mess with losing, so your wallet's unsound. Straightened out, betting in the debts. Oh, if you win, then it's wonderful. Oh, betting seems a relicane. But guys are destitute from those pursuits. You know, it really is a tragic sight. Oh, betting in the debts. Into the faith that
claim. We've got a debt that's huge and overdue. You know I read it in a Matthew 18. Oh, oh. Penny and your debt. You're more than a meal, you're wise and kind.
raised with kings till Grandpa Saul died. Times can change whenever war gets bad, and the Philistines is fashioned when the deep six stand. Whoa. Meet me in the Bible after Saul died. I live in 2 Samuel chapter 9. I'm a Mephibosheth if you don't know. Best friend Jonathan too. Ooh. I'm a fib, a chef. Someone told my nanny daddy was dead. Then she picked up and tripped up and then I went boom. Now I'm lame from my youth. Nothing I can do. Whoa.
Apologetics with an X. The band has a whole directory of their music and background of their songs, and this is a great companion to their album collection. Do tell, what's that all about, Jay?
Sure, Jerry. We have an online song, a digital songbook. It's not just online. If you order it, you get a PDF file. It's interactive. It's over 1,000 pages long and has every lyrics to every single one of our songs. They're indexed by title, by original artist, by original gear, by theme, by Bible verses. It's got a zillion links in it, and it's got lots of photos. It's got stories on the background of the band, and it's got the story behind every single song. And the most recent edition came out January of last year. We'll have another one slated to come out in January of 2025. And it's really great. You just go to the website. You can look it up in the online store, see how you get it there. And you'll read about songs like this. Little Jesus, Simeon's song. It's a parody of Elton John's Little Genie. Actually, that one's not in the present edition because it just came out in December, but it'll be in the next one. You can read about Simeon yourself, though, in the Gospel. I think that's in Luke chapter 2. It's either Luke 2 or Matthew 2. Both of the extended Christmas stories, if you want to remember a mnemonic scheme or whatever, they're both in chapter 2. One's in Matthew, one's in Luke. Then we have Temple Physician, and also a parody of Elton John, Pinball Wizard from the movie Tommy. And that's about all the healings Jesus did in the temple. And the next song is also about the healings Jesus did in the temple, but the fact that he did so many of these healings, not just in the temple, but other places, on the Sabbath, and that got people's a little upset. Anyway, it's called Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting when Elton John does it. Ours is called Sabbath Day's Quite All Right for Nice Things.
Oh, little Jesus, you've got showed such love. Little Jesus, in a place where there is strife, he gives eternal life and peace. Oh, little Jesus, you brought hope from above. Little Jesus, now I see you in my hands. Sweet young mother, oh, there are others who will treat you cruel. But oh, Jesus, you are always God's son too. Little Jesus, you've got so much time. Little Jesus, all beyond my use, the Spirit of me news of you. Oh, little Jesus, I've got so much time, living, breathing, but your permanent love goes past.
Saving the lost, now I have peace. Suddenly I feel renewed. blind came, Lord, just heal them all. This man's got an attitude, he's not part of the regime. Healing all the lepers, all those unclean. He's breaking the traditions that didn't count at all. The deaf, dumb, and blind came, Lord, just heal them.
Oh, don't give us none of your regulations. I've had it with your head.
Well, we're glad you could join us for this week's Apologetics for the Next show. We're here every week on your favorite radio station, or maybe you just like to listen in your own time. We've got all of your shows from the past year on our flagship station's website. Just log on to angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. And click on the Apologetics icon.
It's such an honor to be here with you, Jerry. It's such an honor to have you listeners tuning in. We're going to close today's show with another song about healings. Not just healings Jesus did back then, but healings he still does today. The song's called Talk to Doctors. It's a parody of Doctor, Doctor by the Thompson Twins.
I saw you stare. This man needs prayer. I thought I would go.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.